Hey everyone, this is Gary K. Welcome back to another pre-Infocom edition of my Rants and Raves video cast. And today I'm joined with the CEO of one of the coolest companies in the industry from a product aesthetic standpoint. We don't often talk about products in our industry looking nice and having a great aesthetic at all, but Humley built their entire brand reputation, I think, on the aesthetic of the product and saying that we can do a lot better than just black boxes. And I've got the CEO, Anders Carlson, with me. First off, Anders, congratulations, because your look, your style, your feel, the function, everything looks just amazing.
Yeah, thank you very much. And we're, you know, very happy to also with our latest, you know, Humley booking device, just winning the 2024 Red Dot Design Awards, which also helps, you know, to, it's not just us thinking that our products look great, but it's actually getting, you know, some,
I mean,
some
that's nice the ultimate in design. I mean, that is that's the top level design award. I mean, this is the kind of thing that furniture companies tech companies don't often win awards like this. And it is a beautiful piece. If you haven't ever seen Humley, you should check them out at humley.com. Humley is got a unique niche in the market, and really you're sort of like at the beginning of a market that's about to explode. So if you're an integrator and you don't know about Humley, you should definitely become familiar with Humley. I think Infocom last year was your first year here in North America, right?
Yeah, I mean, the first time we did Infocom was in Orlando last year. We did kind of like a small presence to try out the waters a little bit. But already last year, we kind of knew that North America would be one of our key markets going forward. And we were already kind of in the recruiting process, had at that point in time just one person on board. But since then, we've also continued recruiting to build, you know, a real Humley presence, you know, in US, of course, but also in Canada, you know. But that's, of course, I mean, the real presence is really through our great partners and system integrators that are, you know, really, you know, extending our capabilities throughout the North America.
And you're going to be in the Central Hall in booth 9277. Talk about what we can expect to see from you. I'm going to assume that you're going to expand on the booking device a little bit, because I know you've done a lot of announcements in and around that device.
Yeah, of course. No, and we will, of course, we'll show our whole kind of system working interactive together, so people can come out and try it out, especially for, I think, system integrators and our potential customers that may be at the show that hasn't been, you know, exposed to Humley in the past. But some of the new things that we're showing is tied together with the booking device, of course. You know, we have a built-in presence detect sensor that will kind of detect if someone is sitting at the desk and store the data for statistics and so on. For external spaces, if you put our booking device example for a small phone booth or something that you just want to occupy temporarily, we've also constructed an external sensor that will just detect presence in all those other scenarios. And especially for these kind of booking spaces that you may not want to have bookable, you just want to be able to walk in, it should turn red for the, you know, 20 minutes where you have your phone call or video meeting, and then immediately turn.
So basically the presence sensor would say, okay, they've opened up the door to the phone booth or the video booth, and then it and knows that somebody's in there. It turns it red because nobody even booked it. It was available, and then it goes back green when you leave. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, exactly. Because there are quite a lot of spaces now these days when we are kind of in this hybrid work mode where we, you know, get used to having video call meetings, but that you may not want to take in like an open setting. Mm-hmm. So they kind of happen ad hoc, but you just want to run into some available space.
Yeah.
And what's really nice about this is that it also, of course, from a distance, it will show red and green as always.
Yeah.
But it also ties together with our, you know, 3D floor plan and other products. So you can actually see that, okay, all of these resources are booked on my floor, but I see that there are three phone booths available one floor up. So I'll just run up the stairs and take that one instead. So it's really, really nice from that perspective.
I noticed that on your booking device, the one that's attached to the desks, which is very common because you look at co-working spaces, that you now have an up and down arrow there that moves the desk up and down. That's kind of cool that you've integrated that into, you know, stand-up desk, sit-down desk. You also mentioned to me that you're going to actually add some features to that as well.
Yeah, so I mean, this new feature is really nice. And first of all, we're expanding to also supporting more desks. Of course, different manufacturers have different kind of motors on their systems. Yeah. And we're expanding that quite heavily. We already support the major ones, but we're constantly adding to it. But from a software perspective also, since we have this, you know, fully interactive, you know, let's call it small computer at the desks, yeah. Yeah. where we can actually know who's sitting there. We are actually have the ability to, when you're checking in, you'll be able to, you know, have the desk automatically adjust your favorite position, making it feel a little bit like, you know, your space, you know, not having to fiddle too much with ups and downs until you find the right perfect situation, but you can actually get that stored in the memory.
Yeah. Yeah, and what's nice about that is all this is, not only can you book through the system, but also you can gather a lot of data. So if you're trying to determine, you know, how to outfit a space, you can use data based on how the spaces have been used through the Humly software ecosystem. So I definitely love it. I think not only do I think that you're almost like simply perfect, right? In the way that you have like the simple idea, but it's integrated perfectly. The aesthetic is just beautiful. And we don't see that very often in our industry. So I think you're doing amazing things. You're a company that I think a lot of people need to pay attention to. And I know you're going to do bigger and even bigger things. I know that your brain is smart enough to see that there's all these opportunities. Like, for example, Microsoft Places, you know, the use of that in your platform. Talk about that for just a second.
No, but I think just like you said, what we are really, you know, focusing on is the whole kind of human experience of things. And that, of course, comes into the kind of product aesthetics when it comes to the design and so on. But it also comes into what kind of features do we provide? We pride ourselves in kind of standing on the shoulders of giants like Microsoft when they come up with new, you know, features like they do now with Microsoft Places. And they provide some new APIs, they provide some new functionality. And through that, we can kind of, you know, improve the user journey for the end customer, which means that when they arrive to the office, they already know through Microsoft Places, for example, who are their colleagues going to be there. We'll be able to visualize, you know, where those colleagues are sitting, you know, and maybe suggest to them where to, you know, hook up for, you know, a meeting or book a desk close to their colleagues. So I think that's very powerful.
It's really frictionless because if you're using it, it's doing all of the thinking for you. And then also the addition of AI is just going to make it even more powerful. And I love the fact that with your product line, it's a product that is, I don't want to say a luxury, but it's a product that if you tell people this exists, they're of course going to use it. Because instead of having the controller that comes with the desk there that just goes up and down, if you just add this, now you've turned that desk, a physical inanimate object, into a network piece of furniture. And I think it's exactly what our integrators should be doing, is taking our analog products and turning them into digital network products. I mean, that is the definition of what we should be doing as an integrator. And I assume that you agree with that.
Yeah, of course, because I think what it's really all about is not really, you know, the gadgets or the technology. It's all about kind of this almost, let's say, the invisible feeling that things just work. Yeah. You arrive at, and when you need information, you have it. And when things kind of just happen a little bit. My favorite example is, you know, like with electricity, you don't need to think about knows how it works. It just, you know, provide, you know, what you need, or like the, you know, clock on the wall where that just hangs there. You don't really need to think about it, but when you need to know the time, give it like a 10th of a second and you'll know what you need to know exactly when you need it. So.
All right. So check it out at humly.com. We're going to actually go to the booth and shoot demos of how all this is being integrated. If you're at the show, go to the Central Hall booth 9277. If not, and you're watching this after the show, you can, of course, go to raypubs.com/infocom, type in Humly, H-U-M-L-Y, into the video search window, and you can also type that into Google and find them at humly.com. Anders, thank you very much. I look forward to seeing you at the show.
Yeah, likewise. Take care now.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thanks, everybody. And today is your lucky day. It is Ransom.